What's good, locals? Welcome back to the Local Podcast. This is episode 42 of the Local Podcast. You have me, Carlos Perez, and my co-host,
Miguel Vasquez.
This is the podcast where we talk about movies, video games, TV shows, sometimes anime, and our daily lives. You can find our podcast on Audioboom, Spotify, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, and that one app we don't know about, but you guys know about. But nonetheless, Mike, what have you been up to? We missed last week, but
we did again. Shit. Yeah. Oh yeah, I think we did. What have I been doing? I got Game Pass for the Xbox, but I haven't downloaded anything just because, you know, I got the $1 trial for a month. So I was like, it's no big deal. It's just $1. I'll wait. So my initial plan was to get Doom Eternal this week, but I downloaded it, but like for some reason, like I just paused it for a bit just so I can watch like some YouTube videos. I have fast internet, so there's no problem, but for a moment there, like I just paused it for a bit. I don't know, I just didn't feel motivated to play it right now just because I have like so much on my to-do list right now, mostly with the 3D stuff. But that was this week. What else have I done? I haven't really been doing much. This week's my last week to like pick up extra days for work because like I've told you in the last podcast, there's a lot of people that aren't working at work. A lot of people left work, so they've been giving us workers required days to work. So I'm like, it's kind of exhausted from it. So I'm thankful that this is the last week. But yeah, that's honestly, I haven't really done much. Honestly, like, yeah, that's about it, dude. I haven't really done much. It's been a boring week. Productive, but very boring. What about you?
Let's see. Well, I think the most interesting thing, I had surgery. I had surgery for my kidney stones.
Yeah.
And oh my God, that's pretty much why we pretty much delayed, or not even like we needed a reason, but that was like just me not scheduling an episode to be recorded. But nonetheless, yeah, I had surgery for my kidney stones. It wasn't like, honestly, like a lot of people, like cross my fingers, knock on wood, that I'm not jinxing myself. And a lot of people have said that kidney stones are like the worst thing ever and it's the most painful thing. And honestly, it like they said I had to pee it out and stuff, and it's been a couple of days. I got it Monday morning and it should have been happening already, like passing the rocks or the sand or whatever. And honestly, I have not felt pain down there at all whatsoever.
That's good, dude. That's
like
good.
I don't know, for like people saying like how painful it is, like I haven't felt it yet, I guess. But yeah, it's been fine for me. I think the only thing that, not like really painful, but the day of surgery, all they did was just send sound waves to my kidney and just vibrate my kidney to shake the rock inside to turn into sand.
Shit. Yeah.
So they didn't do like nothing crazy, like go inside me or anything, but
okay.
Yeah, so that was a success. If that didn't work, they were going to have to go up like my pee hole and open up my tube in there and then just let the rock pass like that.
Fuck.
Yeah, right, just thinking about it. Like, I was like, fuck, please just let the vibration work. Turn me into sand.
Thank God it did, you know? Thankfully.
Yeah. And then, but when I woke up, no joke, like, it didn't hurt when I woke up, but when I woke up, I could for sure, because it was my left kidney, I could for sure feel that my left side of my stomach was sore and achy. Like, if I was on a scale of 1 to 10, when I woke up, it was like a 10. For the rest of the day, it was like a 9.5. And then, like, the next day, like, comes Tuesday, probably that entire day, I was like an 8.5 to an 8. But like, it was just weird. Like, it just felt sore and achy, and they gave me like pain pills and stuff, but I didn't take them. Yeah, it was just weird. Like, yeah, that's pretty much like the worst thing that happened to me. I just felt really sore and achy on that kidney. But like, today we're recording this Friday and I had the surgery Monday. I would say like, for how I am right now, I would say like, I'm like a 2.5. Mm-hmm. Like, it comes and goes. But other than that, I haven't, nothing else interesting happened. I've just been playing Ghost of Tsushima, grinding through that. I'm on the last couple of missions before I beat the game. Mm-hmm. I've been playing Hades, still haven't beat it. I've gotten to the last boss, but haven't beaten it yet. What else have I been playing? I think that's pretty much it, all I've been playing. I know I wanted to restart Pokemon because we got that Pokemon news coming up. I forgot to put that in the notes too. I completely forgot. Remind me, we gotta talk about that.
For sure.
Other interesting thing, today they revealed or they released their New York City Comic Con Funko Pops. And if you guys didn't know, I collect Funko Pops. And no joke, at 9 in the morning, they were supposed to go live on retailers' websites. Mm-hmm. And there was only one pop I really wanted, and it was Danny Phantom. Okay? And I knew he was going to be hard to get because he's a Target exclusive. And I feel like Target exclusive Funko Pops, Target and Walmart, are like the hardest ones to get, because I feel like the workers don't know anything about Funko Pops. And I feel like if you try to ask one of them, they are just so annoyed because they don't know anything. And they're so annoyed of customers asking for them, and they do not want to help you. And they're just assholes about it. Like, it's like I have a, well, for sure, I have a connection at the Montclair Target. But like, he told me that they got some in stock, but I was asleep, and so I missed it for sure, because they open up at 8, and I read the message at like 8:30, and he sent it, I think he sent it like at 6. He gave me a good 2 hours ahead, but like, I just read it too late. Like, for sure, he's always helped me. At least that's the only Target employee I know. So, Alex, are you listening? Thanks for that help.
Like, Alex from Target?
Yeah. He's the only person that like actually helped me with Funko Pops, at least from Target. But everyone else at the Montclair one, like, I have not had any good help. But other than that, freaking, I would say Target and Walmart are just so hard to get.
For sure.
But yeah, so I woke up at like 8:55 in the morning just to be ready for the online release. I had the like the placeholder for Danny Phantom ready and everything. And no joke, once 9 o'clock hit, I added to my cart. I'm trying to check out. It's not even 9:01 yet. It says sold out.
What the damn, that quick?
He sold out in seconds, dude. Literally faster than the PS5.
That's what I was thinking too.
But in the end of the day, because I was looking for another Funko Pop that they had. They had a Kaguya. Oh my god, I sound like a total freaking noob. A Kaguya Pop from Naruto. And she was another New York Comic Con exclusive, but shared with GameStop. And I was like, my friend was telling me he was hunting all morning, and then that he said that they had some at the GameStop next to Home Depot. And I was like, oh shit, I live right next to that. I'll stop by later. And I stopped by later, and they didn't have her. And I was like, fuck, well... When it was 9 in the morning, I placed my order for an online order to get her, and I got it. But I wanted to see if I could get her in person. I would have canceled my online order, you know what I mean? But, so I got the online order for that one, and I was kind of bummed I didn't get Danny Phantom. But in the end of the day, I was looking at an offer up, and people were reselling them for like $100, dude. $90. Damn, local? And,
local, like an offer up?
Yeah.
Damn.
And I was like, fuck, no, I'm not paying $100 for Danny Phantom Pop. Because they retail for like $15, and I was just looking for like the cheapest option, and there was one guy selling it for $50, and I was like, I hikey might pull the trigger. And I was talking to him, I was like, what about $40? And then he was like, if you pick up right now and come to my house, I'll give it to you for $40. And I was like, fuck, you know what, I might do $40. All right, fuck it, let's do it. And then some other guy was selling it for $35, and he was like, sorry, dude, I already have someone coming up, but I might have one later on in the day if you want to wait in line. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah, just hit me up if you do. And right before I'm about to leave my house to go pick up this $40 one, he hit me up saying, yo, I got an extra one, you want to pick it up for $35? And I was like, hell yeah, on my way. And then I had to tell the other guy, I was like, yo, dude, I just got another offer for $35. If you can match it, I will definitely go to you because you're closer. But if you can't, then I understand. And then he was like, oh, nah, man, I'm trying to sell it for $40. And I was like, all right, for sure, I'm gonna go with this guy then. He was like, all right, for sure. But yeah, I ended up getting Danny Phantom today, so I'm pretty hyped. That was like for literally sure. No joke. I feel like I've been out of the Funko Pop game for like the longest. I really only pick up the ones I really, really like. I don't collect them all. I just get the ones that I really, really like. But honestly, I feel so out of the game just because I feel like collecting Funko Pops is like a trend now. Like, like it's not like for sure people are collecting them, but fuck, it just feels like a trend because everyone does it now. You know what I mean? Yeah. And not that like, I don't know. I have like this weird thought like, damn, I feel like I was doing this before it was this big. And now that it's this big, it makes me not want to do it anymore at all. I don't know what that feeling is, and I don't know why I feel like that. You know what I mean? Like, same thing with Naruto. I feel like nobody liked Naruto at all since, and I feel like it started getting, like, such a big-ass clout, like, since, like, last year. It, not, like, for sure, like, Naruto is not mine. I don't own it or anything. But, like, it feels like, I was thinking about it, it's like, fuck, I feel like there's so many people that like it now. It kind of makes me, doesn't feel unique because Naruto is my favorite anime of all time because I have, like, a special relationship with it, watching it since I was, like, in first or second grade. You know what I mean? All the way up until, like, a year after high school. And, like, it's, like, it makes me, I don't know, it's just that feeling that everyone likes it makes me not want to like it anymore. And I don't know that feeling, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, like, I was thinking about that today, and then, like, I don't know, it's just that weird feeling. I don't like it. I don't like feeling like that because, for sure, everyone has their own opinion and what they like, but it it kind of just feels like a trend. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know how to feel about it, but for sure, Naruto is still my favorite anime and always will be, but just knowing that, I don't know, it just feels kind of trendy. But
understandable.
I was like, sorry, go on.
Now, I was gonna say that you've been in the Funko Pop game, for a long time, you know,
for like 6 years.
Yeah, I remember. And you have a huge collection of them. Go on though.
But yeah, I was thinking about it today, and I was thinking about it, and honestly, a year after high school, I remember Rastaclat, like the bracelet band, was doing a Naruto collab, and I was like, Rastaclat. I first heard of Rastaclat from skateboarding because there's skateboarders wearing their bracelets, and I thought it was pretty cool, and I had a couple, and I saw they were doing a Naruto collab, and I was like, oh hell yeah, I'm definitely getting me some Naruto bracelets. And then I saw that it was Japan exclusive and they weren't going to sell them in the United States, and I was like, oh man, those are so cool though. And I remember them posting on Twitter saying that they're giving away the full Naruto set and everything to one lucky winner. All you have to do is just put your email in and your address, full name, address, your email. And it was optional to give us a reason why we should pick you. And dude, no joke, I wrote the biggest summary from the very first day watching Naruto until the very last chapter in senior year. And then a year after, a year after high school was over, went to the very last episode. I told him, like, from the very beginning to the very end game and everything. I told him how I felt about it. And no joke, just one random day, I'm walking into my house and I get an email from Rastaclat. I'm like, what the heck? And I read the first couple of words. It says, congratulations, Carlos, you won the Naruto. And I was like, and it said dot, dot, dot. And I was like, no fucking way. And I was like, so excited outside my house, unlocking the front door. I was like, what the fuck? I gotta read this whole email. And it said I won. And just like, just thinking like that, I'm like, dang. Like, I feel pretty proud of myself to be a Naruto fan. Just because of, just because of that moment, it made me so happy, you know?
Like, I remember you telling me a story a while back, and damn, it's always great. It's always great hearing it again, you know?
Yeah, dude, I love my Naruto bracelet set. I still have it in the box. I haven't worn none of them.
And when did you win this? Like, what year was this?
This was like 2015. Literally a year after high school.
Yeah. And you applied, you sent that letter a year ago, right? A year before?
No, so like, say they posted the contest in like January. I sent it in January, and then I ended up winning like late February.
For sure.
Okay. Like around like that time estimate. But nonetheless, it was still that is probably my proudest. I won a couple of contest giveaways, but that is my most favorite and most memorable, just because Naruto holds deep to my heart.
Yeah.
But yeah, nonetheless, there's that little anime segment. We always say we talk about anime, but we never really do in the beginning. But hey, there's that anime. I have been watching anime though. I started watching. I guess we'll talk about it. There's this anime called Jujutsu Kaisen. And wow, this anime looks really, I mean, not that it looks, but the story is really interesting, but I can't really explain it just because, I don't know, it's pretty much just this guy kind of like chases demons or curses, and the curses come to life. And I guess he eats one of the curses. You know how you put a curse on an object in like real life, like a Luigi board, a Ouija board? They put a curse on a finger, and they're fighting. I guess the curse broke out and it was gonna be free, like a real person, and the guy is fighting it, and he gets caught into something, and he's grabbing the object, and the only way to release the curse is to eat it. And if the bad curse eats it, then hell will get loose. So the guy just decides to eat it for himself. And he just now he's just part of this curse, but he has like super abilities. It's really interesting. It's really cool. I really like it. But yeah, that's Jujutsu Kaisen. Haiku started. Haiku is so fucking good. But and literally that's just only about volleyball. Could you believe that? A volleyball anime? But it sounds pretty boring, but honestly, it is so fucking good. But nonetheless, yeah, let's hop into some news. Let's quit all that.
For sure.
Unless you have anything interesting left to say, if anything popped in your head, I'll let you go.
Not really. I was gonna say earlier. You know, thankfully everything went well with the surgery. Yeah.
Oh yeah, definitely. Hell yeah, Kaiser took care of me. Oh, one last story before we go.
Yeah.
So before a surgery, I had to get COVID tested, right?
Mm-hmm.
And literally, I have another friend named Miguel, and. Mm-hmm. He had to get COVID tested because his girlfriend's niece got positive for COVID. And so he was telling me, dude, I got to get COVID tested. I can't hang out with you, so I might have it. And I was like, dude, when are you getting COVID tested? And he was like, Saturday. And I was like, me too. What time? And he was like, 10:30 in the morning. I was like, oh, damn. They called me in for 7 in the morning. I was going to say we could have went together. Would have been funny. And then, so the day of COVID testing, I go, they stick the swabs up your nose and freaking down your throat. And it sounds weird, but honestly, it doesn't feel like much, I guess. But I called him after my COVID testing was over to see if he was up. And I called him and I was like, dude, no joke, that shit hurt so bad. Like, just filling him with lies, just telling him how much it hurts. And I was like, yeah, dude, they stick the cotton swab, like, literally so down your throat. Like, it makes it, like not like you're gagging, but, like, as if someone punches you in your throat. Like, that's how long they keep it there. It's so uncomfortable. Like, you're just sitting there with a stick down your throat. Like, you're crying a little bit just because, like, you can't, like, really breathe because you're just such an uncomfortable... Dude, it just hurts. And then he was like, for real? And I was like, oh, dude. And when it goes up your nose, fuck, dude. It feels like there's like a tiny little pica just going straight up your nose, just sticking you so hard. And then he was like, are you for real? And I was like, yeah, dude. And they have to do it to both your noses. And he was like, oh, my God. I don't even want to go. I'm so scared. Damn. I was like, yeah, dude, it sucks. No joke. You're probably going to be like crying on the way home. Not like crying, but like tears are going to go down your face on the way back home. Like, like it hurts a lot, but it's quick. You're going to be in and out of there like super quick, like for sure no more than 3 minutes. And he was like, for real? I was like, yeah, it hurts a lot, but it's quick. It's going to feel like forever, but it's quick. But yeah, so literally right before he gets there, he calls me, he's like, all right, dude, I'm here. And I was like, well, call me back after you're done.
What you never told him that you were lying?
No.
Wow, you actually stuck with it, huh?
Yes. And then so then after that, literally like 2 minutes later, he was like, you bitch, that didn't even feel like anything. I was like, yeah, I know, it's chill, huh?
LOL, lol.
But yeah, that was just another funny story I thought of. But
oh, that was funny.
Yeah, let's hop into some news. We got two movie news, or I guess two TV show related movies. Marvel's 616 got a trailer for Disney Plus coming out November 20th. Marvel 616 is, I would say, I don't know how to describe it, but it seems like it's like a documentary of a couple of people and how they relate to the Marvel, like, economy, like what Stan Lee did for all of us. You know what I mean? Like, going from interviewing writers to for the movies, the comic books, the TV shows that they have going on, and just anything Marvel related, even like, I think they have a segment on their collectibles. I seen that they had a Funko Pop section. So it looks pretty interesting. I'm definitely going to watch that just because, obviously, for my love of Marvel and just like for how interested it is, or how interesting it is, you know what I mean? Just like pretty cool. And I wasn't so sure about why it was called 616. And I forgot that in one of the comic books, there's obviously there's different types of universes of Marvel. Hint, like the Spider-Verse, there's like different Spider-Man in each different multiverse. And I believe 616 is canon for the universe that we live in. So if anything has any relation to like what's going on in the world, like now, like if Spider-Man is like fighting or like the Twin Towers, you know what I mean? Or something like that, like to quote that era, then you would know that you are in the Marvel universe of Earth 616 out of how many universes there is. There could be Earth 545, that's a different type of multiverse. Earth 413, that's a different type of multiverse. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, it looks interesting. Marvel 616, that comes out Marvel 20th, November 20th on Disney Plus.
So like, you know, like with this Marvel 616, I watched it. It was kind of confusing, but I'm assuming that these artists or like, you know, amateur directors or filmmakers, they're going to be making their own scene, you know, whether it's like live action or, you know, 2D animated, 3D animated.
Yeah, like they all have a part in the Marvel.
Like I'm assuming it's not really like a game show, right? Like where like whoever has the best story, you know, best animation or film. That'll be used in like in a future film for Marvel. You know what I mean? It won't be like that, right?
No. It seems more of a documentary on how Marvel impacted these writers and or anything Marvel related, who they work for, you know?
For sure. That clarifies a lot.
Yeah. Looks really cool. I'm definitely gonna peep that when it comes out.
It was quite confusing, but now after that you explained it to me, it makes a whole lot of sense.
Alright, cool. All right, other than that, I guess a segue into video game news. We got the cast for the Resident Evil reboot. What do you think about that?
I saw the cast members through IGN, and it looks pretty okay. I like the cast members. I liked I don't know the actor's name for Wesker, but damn, that dude looks like he looks mean. Like, you know, he looks like he's plotting for like world domination, you know.
Who's the Wesker, actor himself. The Russian looking guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like he has the facial expression for Wesker. And you know how Wesker normally wears like glasses?
Yeah.
I'm sure he'll look good with the glasses too, you know. But yeah, they all look pretty good. Leon, the actor has his hair is a lot darker than Leon's hair, like in the games. But you know, makeup, you know, and hair dye will fix that, you know.
Wait, so they confirmed that you're talking about Robbie Amell?
I think so.
Oh no, he's playing Chris.
The other dude, the guy who's playing Leon.
Okay, he looks Mexican?
Yeah, like Hispanic. Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know where he's from, right?
No.
Okay, well let me read off the actor's name. Right. So I pull in this article from Deadline. Let me see. Starring in the roles of the iconic game characters will be Maze Runners, Kaya Scalder. I'm butchering this as fuck. Scalderiano? I can't read that word. As Claire Redfield, alongside Hannah John Kamen, Ant-Man and the Wasp, as Jill Valentine, Robbie Amell from Upload, as Chris Redfield, Tom Hopper as Albert Wesker from The Umbrella Academy. Evan Jogia from Zombieland Double Tap as Leon Kennedy. Okay. Mm-hmm. And Neil McDonough from Yellowstone as William Birkin. So if you guys can't think of who these actors are, pretty much Robbie Amell, I would say, like, currently, like, if you have seen, he's from the first season of The Flash. He plays the other half of Firestorm. The Russian guy that's playing Albert, Tom Hopper, he's from The Umbrella Academy. And Neil McDonough is from Arrow. He plays as Damian Dark. And the guy that's playing Leon, Evan Jogia from Zombieland Double Tap, he's the boyfriend from Victorious for Nickelodeon. Do you remember that show?
I remember Victorious. I remember.
That he's the Mexican guy with the long hair. Well, I wouldn't say Mexican guy because I don't know his real race, but I guess you know what I mean, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, nonetheless, other line, supposed to be Leon?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I think the line is pretty good. We'll see.
Yeah, I like it. I like it because, like, you know, Leon, like, you know, Leon's a pretty good looking, you know, and they hired like a pretty good looking actor for him. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure it'll go through. You know, they all like the cast for the characters. I think it's pretty spot on.
Yeah, looks really good. I'm pretty hyped for it. I can't wait to see what more. I think they're all really good actors. I've only seen the two. I've never seen the girl that's playing Jill. I never seen her in anything, but the one that's playing Claire, I've seen her in Maze Runner. She's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone else is a fantastic cast. And I think the only funny side note is I remember watching Zombieland Double Tap with Nate, and Nate says I look like that guy. But I thought that was funny. But yeah, nonetheless, the Resident Evil reboot looks pretty strong with these actors, and I can't wait to see what they go with it.
Yeah, I really hope. This is Netflix, right? Or is this the film?
I'm not sure.
Because I know Netflix is doing like an adaptation of Resident Evil.
I think that's animated, though.
Ah, okay. Oh, animated, okay, for sure. And this will be like a full-fledged live-action film, right?
Yeah.
I think so. Okay. For sure. Damn. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah, definitely. I'm trying to think because for sure my Resident Evil knowledge is dummy expired, so I do not remember anything about Resident Evil. Have these characters came together before? Claire, Jill, Leon, and fucking Albert?
Like, they were probably having like in different scenarios, you know, like Jill and Chris, because they're always like together, they'll probably be in like in a different scene, while Leon and Claire are like in a different scenario, you know what I mean? It's always been like that. They're never together, from what I remember.
As one, huh? Yeah, that's what I thought.
As one, though. It'll most likely be, you know, just two and two, you know?
Yeah. All right, but yeah, that's pretty much it for movies and movie and TV show news.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Pop off with some video game news. My favorite thing ever in video games is that we got some new Call of Duty Zombies news.
Mm-hmm.
I was so hyped for this, dude. No joke. I was waiting one morning because they were trying to, I guess Call of Duty sent out like Easter eggs for them to find out like the secret link to get the exclusive trailer to show everyone. But I don't think they were able to break it. So they just had a release date for it. And it kind of sucked because the first day they got everything, like their Easter egg stuff, I was watching it for like 3 hours and they did not crack the code and they had to come back. And I was so tired. I was literally going to bed and I saw someone live streaming it. I was like, oh, no way. 20 minutes? All right, cool. I'll wait. 20 minutes comes by. They have to solve some puzzles to get it. And I was like, fuck it. This is kind of interesting. I'll watch it. And I keep going. I'm like, I'm falling asleep. And I check the time. 3 hours went by. And I was like, what the fuck? But nonetheless, we got some Call of Duty zombie news. Yeah, I don't know. What did you think about? Did you watch the trailer?
Yeah, I watched it. It looks badass, dude. Like, I'm not even a huge Call of Duty fan. The last time I played a Call of Duty game was Modern Warfare 3. But this game looks fucking awesome. Just for the zombies alone, if it's like an expansion pack, you know, with its own story, will it be with its own story?
Well, Zombies has always had its own story. It's just you just had to do the Easter eggs to know the story. Like, if you were just to go in and not, like, learn the Easter egg and just go kill zombies and just try to survive the longest you could ever, then you wouldn't really get any knowledge towards the story. You actually had to do steps to get to there. So... But yeah, it does have a story.
For sure. Wow, that's pretty cool. Honestly, like, it looks badass. Like, for any game that has zombies in it, like, I'm down for it. But, yeah, dude, it looks pretty good, and I may pick it up just for zombies, but obviously, like, that'd be weird for me to just purchase the game just for zombies while, meanwhile, I don't really play for, you know, multiplayer or, like, the game's campaign, you know, the main game's campaign.
Dude, trust me. But, I've been honestly, like, for, like, years.
And then, yeah, I really like the zombie designs. They're fucking creepy, dude.
Yeah, dude, definitely. But to point on what you said, I only buy Call of Duty just for zombies. It's rare. Yeah. Like, if I'm going to hop into multiplayer or even the Battle Royale Warzone that they implemented last year, honestly, like, for me, it's rare for me to sit down and play for an hour of multiplayer because I just get bored. I do not like playing multiplayer. For sure, I like playing the Battle Royale. I think that's way more interesting than team deathmatch, domination, or whatever. But I've always been I only buy Call of Duty for the zombies and everything. And just to know that that this zombies is going to be completely different. They've ended the main canon story in Black Ops 4 with zombies because it was the original 4. I always forget their names, but it's Richthofen, Nikolai, Dempsey, and Takeo, the original four since the very beginning. They ended their canon story in Black Ops 4. But honestly, the timeline is, like, super fucked up. So they could reappear in this one no problem, and they'll just add something to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But for sure, the storyline is over. And this zombies is, like, brand new. I would assume, like, they would be able to have, like, character swap outs and you could play as the original four, but who really knows? That's just an idea. But other than that, that's what they said. They said that the canon story ended with Black Ops 4 and this is a completely different story, but don't be surprised if you see the original four reappear in this storyline too. So it's really cool to know that. And yeah, it looks really crazy. They showed off the first map. I don't know how many maps it's going to launch with, but the first map that they show off is the very first zombie map from World at War, which is Nocturne Toten. And pretty much you're able to go outside of the field instead of just staying in that small building, which is pretty cool. And they showed off one big thing that tripped me out was that you're going to be able to play in a chopper gunner. That has never been done before, dude. A chopper gunner in zombies, that's such a trip to me. So that's pretty cool. They showed off a couple of new wonder guns. They didn't show like their names or what they're able to do. They just showed it off in the trailer. There's new perks that's going to be able. Usually, like, this one's called Elemental Pop. Usually, I think this is confirmed, because when you pack a punch a gun, it's pretty much like a futuristic gun. It shoots out lasers. It's stronger than anything else when you pack a punch it, but it costs a lot of money to get to that step in zombies. And if you were to do it again, like if you were to pack a punch your gun twice, you would get like an elemental thing with your gun. So sometimes it'll say like electric. So when you shoot your bullets, it'll shoot like electricity bullets and it'll stun the zombies in place at a random time. Or another step would be called fireworks. So when you shoot your gun, it'll shoot out like a little P-side firework thing. And it'll be like kind of like a grenade. And it'll just shoot all zombies in the area radius, all headshots, and kill the zombies instantly at a random given time. Or there's like another one called like the thunder gun, which is a pack-a-punch element. So with that, your gun will just randomly shoot a burst of air and clear all the zombies in front of you instantly. So with this new perk called Elemental Pop, I think they confirmed saying that this will let you pick and choose which elemental you want, like the thunder gun, the firework, or the electric one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But so I thought that was really interesting because that's never been done in recent zombies, picking the elementals. Mm-hmm. Another thing that they showed, that they confirmed, was that zombies will be cross-platform and cross-progression. So you'll be able to play with people on Xbox, PlayStation, and PC. So that's pretty hype for me because I have a lot of friends that play zombies, but we're just never on the same console. So that'll definitely help.
Damn, PC players are gonna like fucking kill everyone.
Most likely. But what else do they release? Other than that, I think the only bigger news is that I believe all the DLC or all zombie maps coming out forward after the release, all of them are going to be free. So there won't be paid DLC for them.
For sure.
So that's pretty cool because I usually buy the most expensive pass for Call of Duty just so I get the season pass, just so I know I get all the zombie maps when they come out. You know what I mean? But yeah, just to know that they're free, it's good to know that I only had to pay $60 instead of $100 to get the maps. You know what I mean? So there's my $40 right there. And it's pretty exciting. It comes out November 13th, literally one day after the PlayStation 5. Uh-huh. So I'm pretty excited for that.
It's pretty cool. And does the Switch come out? Is there a version for the Switch?
No.
You said all consoles. I was thinking like, yay, Switch is finally getting a Call of Duty game.
But yeah, Call of Duty Cold War comes out November 13th, and I couldn't be more excited for zombies because it looks really cool.
For sure.
I'm super hyped for it. Mm-hmm. So if you definitely get it, we could definitely play together, even with other people. Mm-hmm, you know what I mean? You could get on your PS5 and I'll still be able to play with you on PC.
For sure. I'm down for it.
Hell yeah. In other news, Need for Speed Hot Pursuit Remastered was announced. Mm-hmm. Have you played Need for Speed Hot Pursuit?
I think I played it. When did it first come out? Like back in 2008 or
2010.
Oh shit! Damn.
It's been almost 10 years.
Yeah, it's been 10 years. Damn. I played like some Need for Speed games, but then like the main racing game on that I used to play when I was like younger was Burnout. But yeah, Need for Speed Hot Pursuit. I don't know, like the visuals looks on par with like PS3, but with like updated textures, you know, high resolution. But you know, like I'm almost like a graphics kind of person, and so I can't really say the game is as good looking as Forza. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. They rarely showed any gameplay in the release trailer.
Yeah,
but nonetheless, the trailer was pretty interesting too. Like literally, like they had like two guys, I guess, like when they were kids, I guess, like they would race to see who had the best time, and one of them had like 5 minutes and 10 seconds on a lap or whatever. And this guy like grows up, like they're both growing up, and he's still thinking about that day where he couldn't beat that fastest lap. And he goes on through the years, he goes, gets a job, everything, goes to school, has a wife. And then I guess when the remaster comes out, I guess his old friend, as he's growing up, he's still thinking about that lap, 5 minutes and 10 seconds. You know what I mean? And yeah. I guess when the remaster comes out, his old friend that has that time bought the game and sent it to his house and left him a note and says, 5 minutes, 10 seconds. And then the guy, he opens it up. He's like, oh, hell no. And he pops it in. He's all racing. And in the end of the trailer, he beats it by like, I think it's like 5 minutes and 9 seconds or something. But yeah, other than that, it was a pretty good, it was a really good commercial. You know?
That's a great marketing strategy.
This also comes out November 13th.
Oh, shit.
It's going to be cross-platform and includes all the DLC.
For sure.
A complete, I believe it's going to be a 4K remaster. Mm-hmm. And I had this game on PS3 when it first came out, and honestly, I was so bored. But this looks interesting enough. It might pull me in. I'm not more of a Forza guy or a Gran Turismo, but I remember growing up on the PS2, there was Need for Speed, Midnight City, I believe. Yeah. And that was the only one I played, and it wasn't even mine. It was my friend Ricky's. And man, that was a good time. I only watched him play, but it looked really cool. So that's the only reason why I bought Hot Pursuit, because I thought it was gonna be cool. And I was bored, but honestly, I'm pretty sure I just didn't know what I was doing at the time, you know?
Yeah.
But other than that, it brought some interest. I'm definitely intrigued to see how much it's cost and see where it goes, you know? I'm not sure if it's gonna be on PS5 and Xbox Series X. I assume so, but I'm not sure. But yeah, Need for Speed Hot Pursuit Remastered. If you had good memories of that, that comes out November 13th. Other than that, on other news, Ghost of Tsushima Legends, the multiplayer update goes live next week as we are recording this, October 16th. And I am so hyped for it because I've been playing through it. Like I said, I'm on the last act. I'm ready to beat it, ready to platinum it. And I was ready for the weekend to freaking play, to play this update because I saw it and I was like, hell yeah. Me and my brother and his friends, we're going to squad up, do this thing. And no joke, I got called into work, so I have to fly out Wednesday.
For sure.
Yeah, so I'm not going to play this day one, which gets me upset. But
yeah,
nonetheless, Ghost of Tsushima Legends update trailer was live. Adding new game plus, a whole new way to customize your character with your outfits and color skins. And they showed off a couple of gameplay of the two-player and four-player missions and the customization of how you're going to be able to look in these online plays. It looks really cool.
Yeah,
nonetheless,
yeah.
Nothing really new, but it still got me hyped and ready for next week. I'm super hyped.
It'd be cool if they put out a Samurai Jack outfit, you know, costume.
Oh yeah, that would be sick, huh?
That would be sick, dude. Or like, you know, a reference or like a, you know, obviously they'd have to get the rights for it, but like, you know, a little like tribute to it, you know.
Or maybe because it's based on Japanese folktale.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Maybe even oh my god, what's the villain's name in Samurai Jack?
Fuck, I forgot his name.
Something like Taku or something like that?
Yeah.
Haku. Isn't that Haku? I don't know. I'm not sure. I haven't watched Samurai Jack in forever. But I didn't even play the Samurai Jack game now that I think about it. I've only held that off because I wanted to finish watching the show, but damn. I heard good things about
it. Is that game out already?
Huh?
Is that game out? Samurai Jack game?
It came out in August.
Oh shit, and did you get it?
No!
Oh, damn, I completely forgot about it.
But like I said, I was waiting to finish the show, but I haven't even started the show just because I want to finish it. But damn, I completely forgot about it. But yeah, Ghost of Tsushima's Legends update trailer, it was released and the update goes live October 16th. So definitely. I was going to ask you, is Ghost of Tsushima one of the games on the list of your backlog for PS5?
Maybe, you know, because I still have to pass God of War. I don't know, like,
but is it on the list of your backlog? Like, is it something that interests you that you would want to play, or is it something like,
it's like, believe it or not, I'd be more inclined to play what's it called, that zombie PS4 game that came out 2 years ago with the motorcycle, the game that you never really finished, or the one you had like trouble playing with,
the one with the motorcycle.
Yeah.
Oh, Days Gone.
Yeah, Days Gone. Honestly, I'm more inclined to play that one than Ghost of Tsushima, just because, you know, it's a zombie game. And yeah, I don't know, it looks badass, honestly. Like, obviously, like the awards speak for itself, you know. But I don't know, I'm more into like, I love hack and slash games, or like, you know, like RPG games, but damn, I would rather play like Days Gone than this, honestly. Just because, like, even if Days Gone wasn't as good, you know, with reviews, it's still a zombie game, you know. Like, but that's just my opinion, honestly. Like, Ghost of Tsushima is like a good game. I've heard so many good reviews about it.
Honestly, I would say since God of War's combat is different from the original God of War's, I think if you play God of War, since that is going to be your first one, right? I assume.
Yeah.
I think once you play God of War combat, I think you would be more intrigued in playing Ghost of Tsushima because it kind of has the same combat style.
For sure.
But yeah, damn, dude. So, still super excited for you to get your PlayStation so you can play God of War.
Yeah, I can't wait, dude. That's a month from now. Almost a month from now, dude.
It's like you're literally waiting for the release of God of War brand new. Like, it's just a month from now. I can play. But you're pretty much, it's just a month from now, just till the new console and I can play it.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited, dude. And
I really hope there's a PS5 update.
Yeah. Like, and honestly, like, I haven't really been thinking too much of the PS5 because mm-hmm. I don't want to like keep thinking and be like, damn, just another day, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I try to forget about it, but like deep down, I'm fucking excited for it, dude.
Hell yeah.
Can't wait.
Other news, Sackboy, A Big Adventure story trailer was released, and like, no joke, at first, you know what we talked about last time with the event and everything, when they showed off the price and everything. When they showed off Sackboy, I was kind of like, with Little Big Planet, I really did like it, but honestly, this isn't a day one. But no joke, after looking at so many more videos, after I saw this, after I saw Sackboy, The Big Adventure story trailer that released, I think they released it today. Mm-hmm. No joke, I went to GameStop and pre-ordered it just so I could play it day one. Like, I am super hooked. Uh-huh.
Huh? No, I was going to ask, like, how much is it?
I think it's 50 or 60 bucks. I don't think because there's no PS5 version, but there's a PS5 upgrade path for it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So the edition I got was, I went out and got the special edition from Best Buy. It comes with Sackboy in that tiger suit costume that he gets revealed in. So like, as I watch more of this gameplay and I'm looking at it, I'm like, no joke, this looks so fucking sick. I'm gonna get it.
Yeah.
So, and it's day one with the oh my God, I have three games I'm getting day one, and I have such a huge backlog, and I'm just adding to the fucking list. Mm-hmm. But knowing Demon's Souls and how bad I am at Dark Souls-esque games, I'm glad I would have something to hop onto into the next version. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
this game looks fun, dude.
Yeah,
like, it looks good to play with a couple of friends, you know?
Dude, we could play the story mode together online.
For real?
Yes, it has online co-op.
For sure, I'm down for it.
So if you get it, we would definitely be playing together the entire story.
For sure.
Just because, like, Little Big Planet was more puzzle-esque games, but they for sure clarified that this is not like Little Big Planet. This is Sackboy, A Big Adventure. This is a platformer. So that intrigues me even more, because for sure I loved Little Big Planet, but I get kind of bored of it. But I did like the idea and where it was going. But for sure, knowing that this is a full-on platformer and it's going to be completely different from Little Big Planet, like, it got me hooked, and I definitely I went to go pre-order it. Mm-hmm. So I'm definitely hyped for that one. That one looks it looks fantastic. I can't wait. Yeah. Looks really cool. Mm-hmm. But if you have much to say about that, then we can move on.
No, I was gonna say, like, damn, like, that's like three games. You already have like three games on day one, you know, for the PS5. That's good, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
getting your money's worth.
Demon's Souls, Sackboy, oh my God, Godfall. I'm gonna get Godfall. I don't know if I'm gonna buy it day one because I'm getting it digital so I can play with my brother online.
Yeah.
But for sure, yeah, because I do for sure. I know I'm gonna want to replay God of War on the PS5 when it launches. Yeah. But and then I got Spider-Man, but
oh, and Call of Duty too the next day, right?
Oh my God, zombies! Oh my God! Well,
that's 5 days. That's like four or five games right there.
I'm not gonna get Call of Duty zombies. I'm not gonna get Call of Duty on PlayStation. I'm just gonna get on my PC.
I'll get PC for sure.
But I know my brother will get it for PlayStation. So I'm pretty sure he'll just get it on my account. Then we'll just game share. So for I'll still be playing on PlayStation if anything. But other than that, I guess a good segue. Speaking of Spider-Man, have you seen all the Spider-Man controversy that's been happening?
Yeah, I saw it. Like, if you want to go on with it, like, just explain what's going on, or I can just go on.
Okay, let's clarify something first.
All right,
okay,
yeah.
There's a lot of confusion with Spider-Man PS4 and Spider-Man Remastered. Mm-hmm. Spider-Man PS4 will work on PS5. Mm-hmm. But Spider-Man Remastered is a separate game and it has its own trophy list, so it's two different of the same games, if that makes any sense. Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't think the Spider-Man PS4 version will get an upgrade pass because they're just releasing a Spider-Man Remastered. I'm pretty sure just to milk in some more money. Mm-hmm. But to be fair, If you want the RTX version, that will be the Spider-Man remastered. And I think the only way to get the remastered version is to get the ultimate edition of Miles Morales. I'm not sure if they would have a separate version on the PS5 digital store. You know what I mean? Because I know as of now, they have not said anything about releasing a physical version of Spider-Man remastered. The only way to get it is in the ultimate edition. And the big difference from that is the RTX version, I believe, and that they completely changed Peter Parker's game character model.
Yeah.
And no joke, don't get me wrong. Like, just to start off, they changed his game character model, and it's not terrible at all. I think it looks good, but it's just the fact that they changed it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why? Like, what was the necessity of changing it? Like, if they were to give us this character at first, like, I would have been all for it. Like, I think he looks great. But just the fact that we already have something, and then for you guys just to change it, is so weird. It's like, it's like in Iron Man 1, we have Robert Downey Jr. too. We have Robert Downey Jr., right? And then what if, like, Marvel was like, all right, nah, let's just change it. In Iron Man 2, it's Tom Cruise, but he's still Iron Man. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's not like a slight difference. It's legit 100% change, and it's so weird. But yeah, I wanted to know what you think.
Okay, well, what I can say is I still haven't played Spider-Man, which I will when I get the PS5. What I can say, like, I understand the people's frustration, like the upset that they're telling the developers because like you've played this character for like there's a lot of gamers out there that have played this Spider-Man game for the past 2 years, you know, since it came out 2018. Yeah. I bet they're trying to, you know, they're playing this character, they're seeing this particular character on screen while like the whole time while they're playing it, and I feel like they get too attached to the character. Then all of a sudden, you know, Sony comes out with the newer version with a different character model, and I just feel like the players that were like really really obsessed with the original Spider-Man 2018 game, I feel like they're like disappointed because their favorite character model is pretty much gone, you know, and they're getting this Tom Holland lookalike, even though it's not really based on Tom Holland. It's like the actor that they use for this 3D model, the new 3D model, he looks almost like Tom Holland. But is it like really coincidental that they use a character, an actor that looks like Tom Holland for their new PS5 Spider-Man game? You know what I mean? But honestly, I can't really say much because I haven't really played the Spider-Man game. I don't know which version I'm gonna play, either the PS5 or the PS4 version.
Uh-huh.
But I feel for those people that were too attached to the character only to be like, you know, effed over by Sony by changing the character model. Because I know there's people out there who really like Peter's original look. I think he looks like older than the new character model. The new character model looks maybe a couple years younger. And I've heard that in this Spider-Man games, Peter Parker is a lot older and wiser. But I haven't really played the game, if you can fill me in with on that.
Yeah. Sorry, ask your question again. I was reading the article.
Yeah, Peter Parker is older in his game, right? Is he older?
Yes. I believe Peter Parker has been Spider-Man for 7 years or so. Okay. Seven or six years. And honestly, like, it's just... Oh, my God. Like, if I were you, dude, honestly, just play the PS5 remastered version. The new look. Because it's not bad. Like, for sure, I think it looks great. But
he looks he looks
like,
good.
It's just the fact that, like, oh my god, it's just so weird. You know what I mean? I just can't stop thinking of that example. Like, if they were to change Robert Downey Jr. to Tom Cruise in Iron Man 2, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's just my thought in my head. But
yeah, it's like Michael Keaton, you know, Keaton, you know, with the Batman game, Batman movies, you know.
I mean, that's kind of different because that's a different storyline.
Yeah.
But so I have the article from the PlayStation blog. It says, this does bring us to one of the bigger changes. In order to bring the best performances to players with our next generation Marvel Spider-Man games, we have recast the face of Peter Parker. We loved working with John Bubinick on the original game. However, to get a better match to Peter Parker, Spider-Man, actor Yuri Lowenthal's facial capture, we have cast Ben Jordan to be the face model of Peter Parker on the PS5 console. He looks incredible in-game, and Yuri's moving performances take on a new life. And then they show, like, a clip. But IGN has, like, a side-by-side video of everything. And, oh my god, like... Like I said, it doesn't look bad. It's just the thought that they changed it. Like, we already had something. Why change it, you know? Like, if it's not broken, why fix it?
Yeah.
I don't see how changing, I guess, like, facial expressions... I am not a game developer, but I don't see how changing a character model would make it better to run 60 frames per second. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, how does that work?
To be fair... the newer model looks a lot more realistic, especially with the eyes.
Yes.
Compared to the previous version. The previous version looks a little stylized or cartoonish, in the eye area. But maybe that's because of the graphics, like, you know, like, and the new, and with the PS5, it's like the skin shading looks a lot smoother and realistic, you know? It looks really good. The character model looks really good. And I'm sure it's going to look a lot better in 4K. We're looking at the video that I'm looking at is 1080p.
Uh-huh.
So I'm sure in 4K it's going to look a lot better in game, you know? But yeah, like, newer version looks really good to me. It looks more realistic, in my opinion.
Yeah. Overall, I'm still going to play it. It's just the thought of changing it. Like, why? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like that's not a good reason to change it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
He looks younger, though. Like,
yeah, for sure. Like, it's so weird because I think about it and it's like, it feels like Mary Jane is like 5 years older than him and Miles Morales is older than him.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it's going to look like now. It's so weird.
Yeah.
But other than that, pretty upsetting. But hey, what are you going to do, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe if they had the option to play as the other character in the remastered version, then cool, all is well. You know what I mean? Like, I get to pick and choose who I want to see under the mask. You know what I mean? But I'm pretty sure I'll get over it one day, or while playing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm super excited. I'm still super excited to replay through that too. They showed off that in the remastered version of Spider-Man, they're going to show... There's going to be 3 or 4 new suits, I believe. Mm-hmm. And one of the suits that they showed off is that they implemented Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man suit. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty cool. He was the only Spider-Man that didn't have a suit in the Spider-Man game. But now he's going to be in it in the remastered version. So that's pretty sick.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. And that's pretty much the biggest Spider-Man controversy. If anything, are you going to... I assume you're going to get the Ultimate Edition of Miles Morales if you're going to play the PS5 version, right?
Most likely, yeah.
Just because it's the
I can also play on the PS4 version. I'm sure it'll be like, you know, $10 on flash sale, and I can just play it on the PS5. But we'll see for sure, because...
True, but then again... the Spider-Man the Miles Morales is $50 $50 on PS5, and if you just spend $10 on the Spider-Man version, the $60 version is the Ultimate Edition that comes with Spider-Man Remastered.
Really? I thought it was $70.
Let me see.
Or am I getting confused with another game?
Miles Morales Ultimate Edition is, yeah, you're right, $70.
Shit. For sure. Maybe. It's a maybe, you know? Obviously, I still have to pass the games that I've been wanting to play for, like, years now, which is God of War, you know, Bloodborne, you know, freaking Spider-Man 2018, you know? You name it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude. You lucky bitch.
Yeah.
But, that's the biggest Spider-Man controversy we had. Overall, I'm pretty excited. I can't wait to replay through the story. Damn, it's gonna be such a great day for PS5. I'm still so excited for it, but I guess the last news that we got was they did a PlayStation 5 teardown video from the one of the Sony reps. Literally broke down the PlayStation 5 from the outskirts to the inside of the internal hardware. It looks really, like, honestly, it doesn't look like there's much in there.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, what'd you find most interesting from the teardown?
From the teardown, I like the size of the PS5. It looks huge. Mm-hmm. It looks pretty robust. Like, it looks pretty well designed. As if, like, if you were to drop it, it wouldn't really break. Maybe chip. I don't know. Maybe because of the edges. But every time I look at it, it reminds me so much of the Wi-Fi router I used to have a couple years ago, or the binder, the bug binder for middle school. You know, where we put our notes inside. But the breakdown, it looks. I don't know much about like how these consoles are made, but it looks pretty simple to like open up and then like modify it. You know what I mean? For modifiers, like if people are like trying to like jailbreak their PS5, I'm assuming it's a lot easier to do it now than previously, but it looks so simple. You know, the way he's just unattaching like the cables from the console, it just looks so simple and easy.
Yeah, definitely.
But it looks honestly like it looks so simple to take down. Like, would I ever do it when I get my PS5? Fuck no. But yeah, I mean, if you're a modifier, if you're like a person who like sells like jailbroken consoles on eBay, this will probably make you a shit ton of bank, you know. Mm-hmm. In my opinion, you know.
But
what do you think of it?
Let's break it down. For sure, I like the way they broke it down. It looks simple, easy. Like, I built like countless computers. I wouldn't say like over like 50 or something, for sure less than 50, but I can literally build a computer like from the top of my head. Like, if you were just giving me parts, I would most likely know what to do instantly. And honestly, the way he was taking things apart looked pretty simple. Mm-hmm. Would I do it? No, but for sure it's interesting. I never broken down or did a teardown of a console in my life, but this looks so simple and so consumer friendly. Especially that pretty much you could, so you know, the white side panels, you can remove those. Those are consumer, the consumer will be able to remove those. Like, you won't void your warranty if you remove them. I assume, like, ever since when I saw that the white panels came off, no joke, I was like, I knew those fuckers came off. I was like, I knew those bitches came off. So hopefully, maybe in the future, I doubt it, but maybe like they'll add customizable side panels. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, since a lot of people don't like the white, maybe they'll come out with black and then they just sell it like for a set for $30. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And to just make it look cooler, I guess. I don't know, but
I'm sure they will, because it's like so simple to take off and put on. Yeah,
yeah. They confirmed, yes, the consumers can pop it off, and it looks simple. You literally pop one corner up, and you just slide it to the opposite direction.
For sure.
We got the dimensions of the whole system, so it's 104 millimeters wide. The front face, which is 4 inches, 390 meters tall, which is 15 inches, and 260 millimeters deep, or the width of the console, which is 10 inches. And no joke, I don't know why, but like when I like did the conversion of millimeters to inches and I saw 15 inches, I was like, oh my God, that thing's huge. I got my measuring tape out. And I was like, honestly, it's not that big to me. I feel like that is not big at all. 15 inches is not big.
Yeah. That's how I feel, you know, off topic. But you know how when I get before I get my statues, my, you know, like huge statues, like sideshows, I'd always measure. I'd get the measuring tape and be like, damn, you know, it's not that big, you know. Then when you get it, the moment you get it in your hands, I'm like, you're like, damn, this shit is big, you know?
You know what? Now that you say that, you're absolutely right, dude.
Yeah.
Fuck, I forgot about that. Comparing it to statues and stuff. So it might actually be fucking huge now. I take back what I said. It might actually be huge. Yeah. But other than that, the dimensions aren't that bad. Like, yeah, it's huge, but like, I'm looking at my PC case. And honestly, how tall is my PC case? Let's see. My PC case is about 20 inches. So literally, like we were talking about before the podcast, 5 inches less than my PC case, and it's not that big.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're not measuring the height of the side panels, the white side panels. Maybe they're just measuring the middle part.
Shit, I hope not.
Yeah, I hope not. If anything, if they are, then it looks like it's gonna be 17 inches.
Mm-hmm.
God damn, that's big. 17, 2 inches is a huge ass difference.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, like, damn, it. Now thinking about it, it might be a big boy.
Mm-hmm. But you know, that's good. You know, like it's a beast. It's a beast console. You know, it's gonna be able to render out 4K native. You know, it's, yeah, I think it's worth, you know, the size, you know, for performance. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Like, even just the thought of just being able to see that you're able to remove the side panels, just the thought of, imagine them making or even making replaceable side panels. Like, if you break it or something, like, you could just buy a replacement set and then you could give it to like an artist and they customize it for you.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I was thinking that too. Yeah.
Like, imagine, like, I could buy my own set and I don't have to buy a Spider-Man PS4 edition. You know what I mean? Or PS5 edition, sorry. And I just make it myself. Like, I feel like that'll be a better way to do it. Regardless, I'm pretty sure I would still buy the PS5 version, but you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty dope. I really like that. If that's true, you know, the custom side panels.
Like, imagine getting like hire like a commissioning artist to like design a Shrek panel, you know, on your panel, you know, Shrek logo.
God.
On
your
panel. This is my console, so this is my song.
That'll be sick.
Bro.
I was thinking, imagine like just putting your SpongeBob or Patrick figures on both sides of the panel.
Yeah, that'd be sick. That would be sick. You know, now that I think about it, that's pretty cool having, you know, having the freedom to like design it or like draw on it, paint it, you know.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
If we're just talking theory, there is no confirmation that you would be able to buy side panels. So if you do it yourself, cool for you, but we don't know if they're gonna make just regular side panels to sell. That's, you know, true. What I mean? So all of this is just in theory.
Mm-hmm.
What else did we see? We got a glimpse that you can add M.2 SSD into the PS5.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much that's just normal hardware. I wouldn't say normal hardware, but that's already a PC component that we have technology for. But it's capable of PCIe Gen 4, and that's pretty new. I think that released this year with AMD's newest motherboards. So it can support super fast speeds. I have a PCIe Gen 4 SSD for my PC, but my motherboard can't handle it, so I'm pretty capped at the speed limit, so I can't use it to its full potential. So I'm thinking maybe I would just buy something that's compatible with my motherboard, wipe this one, and just add it to my PS5.
Yeah.
I literally just thought of that on the spot looking at it. But yeah, nonetheless, that's pretty cool. So if you guys never had M.2 SSD, that's pretty much the fastest you can get, at least consumer-wise. But it's pretty relevant now.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, like, sorry, go.
Oh, yeah, go. Sorry, go. I was gonna say, like, you know, you can remove the panels and stuff. Like, it's easier. It's a lot easier for the consumer to clean off their, like, the dust off the PS5. You know?
Yeah.
In my opinion, that's pretty cool, though.
Yeah, for sure. Because I know they mentioned that there's dust holes, and the consumer are gonna be able to vacuum them out if you want to. So it doesn't seem like it's gonna be high maintenance, but it seems like they're giving the consumer, like, the option, like, yo, take care of your shit if you really want to, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure it won't be as bad, but, like, you have the option to clean it out yourself, you know?
Yeah.
But, what was I saying? The M.2 SSDs, they're not, I don't know, they haven't clarified whether some will work or if all will work, but I know for sure they have clarified that it has to be certified Sony compatible. So I wouldn't say go out and go buy stuff. I know Samsung or Western Digital has launched something that for the next gen SSDs. Let me pull it up really quick. It says Western Digital has announced its first PCIe 4.0 M.2 SSDs. They'll offer fast read and write speeds up to 7,000 megabytes and 5,300 megabytes download. That should help reduce load times on your PC and in games. Those speeds are notable increase. These are M.2 standard. As long as you have a compatible motherboard, theoretically, they could also work as storage expansions for PS5. Okay, so this isn't Sony certified. It's just like what I said. The SSD that I have could work, but I have to know if it's going to be Sony certified approved. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just because the speeds it's running. I assume it'll work. I wouldn't see why it wouldn't. But, I mean, I would trust Sony's word over anything. You know, like saying, like, yo, you have to have this one. Because if you don't, it literally could not make a difference at all. You know what I mean? But I wouldn't see why it wouldn't work, you know? But other than that, what else? We learned that the front face of the console is intake. The back of the console is exhaust. Comes with a vertical stand with the console, I believe. And there's a specialized slot for the screw, so you don't lose the bolt if you want to put it in horizontal mode, which I thought was interesting, which is pretty clutch. Now you don't have to put it in your drawer and put it away, so you never lose it, you know what I mean? You just always have it at all times. So that was pretty cool. Pretty much all the information we talked about right now is consumer friendly, but everything forward going on now, I'm pretty sure will void the warranty. They took it apart and showed off the Ultra Blu-ray drive, and they wrapped it in a sheet metal case and has two layers of insulators to reduce noise and vibration when the disc spins. Which I think is good, because sometimes I can even hear my PS4 Pro like read the disc as it's spinning in there, and it gets loud. Like, I won't say I could hear it. I could hear it from my couch, you know, the distance from my couch to my PS4.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It honestly has to be dead quiet for me to hear it. But if everyone's talking and I'm right next to my PS4, like literally side by side next to my PS4, I can hear the disc spinning in there. So that's good to know that they've been taking note of the PS4 Pro and PS4 in general on how loud it was its entire generation. So that's good to know. For the motherboard, they showed off the CPU and GPU specs, and it's being cooled with liquid metal instead of thermal paste, which is, I wouldn't say it's new technology. Liquid metal's been around in PC hardware, but the most convenient thing to do is using thermal paste. But they talked about that they said that it took 2 years to develop the liquid metal for this specified unit or specified CPU and how it handles on PS5 hardware. So that's pretty good to know that, like, it wasn't something that they just threw in there, like, because you could just buy liquid metal online and put it on their CPU or whatever. It's something that they developed themselves to know that this shit is actually going to work. You know what I mean? It's not something just off the shelf. Hey, I need to go to Best Buy and get liquid metal, put on my PS5. You know what I mean? It's something that is Sony certified, which is neat. And last but not least, they showed off its onboard RAM and onboard SSD, and pretty much just talked about how fast it was and how I wouldn't say talked about how it's a game changer, but it looks like a game changer. I have never seen a built-in SSD integrated into the motherboard. Like, yeah, you can plug it in, but this looks like it's like integrated into it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But yeah, the PS5 teardown was pretty interesting. It got me hyped.
Yeah, I can't wait, dude. I can't wait. Like, when I mean I can't wait for the console, but like for me to disassemble it and then stuff like that, no. But yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty cool that they gave us a glimpse of how to break down the console and what's inside and stuff like that, like a month from now, you know? A month early before release. I think that's pretty cool. That's pretty good by Sony.
Yeah, definitely. I'm just super hyped, dude. I can't wait. I'm pretty hyped. I'm definitely super excited. Like I said, I'm going back to work next week for only a week, but usually with my job, you really don't know what's going to happen if they need you later. Hopefully they don't, but honestly, if they do, I hope the job is over by like November 10th and I just have to wait 2 days. You know what I mean?
I was going to ask you about that. Like, damn, like if you're going to go to work like outside of state, you know, because that's sometimes the case, you know?
Regardless, if they have me, dude, like I'm just gonna, because I get a week off every 4 weeks or every month or every 3 weeks, I'm just gonna have my week off literally November 11th. I want to be flown home November 11th in the morning so I could be there for PS5 launch.
For sure.
But, yeah, I mean, we could sit down here and talk about PS5 all day, like literally every single episode that has been, but that's pretty much all the video game news we got, unless you have other news that we haven't mentioned.
I read on an article talking about how the Xbox Series X has like an issue. Like, it's pretty loud. One of the fans, I'm not sure if it's like actual news, but I've read online about it just like maybe like this past week. I'm not sure if it's fully confirmed, but I mean, I'm just putting it out there, like the Series X has a huge fan issue.
Yeah,
something like that. I don't know if you read about it. Did you read about it?
I didn't hear about fan noise, but I heard that the Series X gets really hot.
Yeah, hot. Really hot, right?
Yeah, really hot. Yeah. But it was just like there was no hardcore evidence. It was just someone saying it, like someone got sent a Series X. It's not even like the official product. It's just like a dummy product pretty much at this point.
I see. Oh, okay.
So there's a lot of people that have Series X's right now. Like I follow a couple, or I subscribe to a couple of YouTubers that are not like sponsored, but well, they are sponsored by Microsoft. Like they get free Xbox controllers, free Xbox shit, everything. But yeah, I know that those are not the legit launch hardware, that it is still like just prototype, but it still works as a Series X. So yeah, if it has some problem right now, honestly, it could be fixed on the final launch. We don't really know. But as of right now, one person said that it gets really, really hot. And a lot of other people that I follow on Twitter, like they got asked that question, like, hey, is it really, really hot? Is it really, really hot? And a lot of them have said, I'm not obliged to say because it's under embargo. Like we can't talk about stuff like that. So,
yeah.
And I know one person said something pretty much repeating what I said, like, even if you do believe it's really, really hot, do not believe that this is official launch product. It is it's not the official thing, you know, like this is just a dummy product. It works as a Series X, but it's not the official thing. So we don't really know, but yeah, so far a lot of people are just that one person and everyone saying like, whoa, it gets really, really hot, you know.
Well, that's good, you know, thanks for clarifying it, you know.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I could just talk shit like, yeah, that bitch is hot. Like fuck the Xbox. No, just kidding. Speaking of Xbox, we always wondered these past recent weeks, I went to go finish paying off my PS5 at GameStop and pre-ordering Demon's Souls and Spider-Man. And I was talking to the guy and he was telling me, yeah, I missed my pre-order for the Xbox Series X at GameStop. And I just had to ask him, and I was like, dude, because he was telling me that he just built a PC and he loves it and everything. I was like, dude, I gotta ask, if you have a PC, like, why are you getting the Xbox Series X? Like, you could just play all the Xbox exclusives on PC. And then, like, he just flat out told me, he's like, yeah, but honestly, like, yeah, I love playing shooters on my PC and everything, but just the nostalgia feeling of playing Halo on Xbox, that's where I'm gonna get it. I'm not going to play Halo on my PC. I could play the Master Chief Collection on my PC, but for sure when Halo Infinite comes out, I will be playing it on my Series X just for nostalgia reasons. And I was like, I never thought of it like that. You know what I mean? Since I'm not like an Xbox fanboy, because I do like what Microsoft does, but they're just their exclusive. I've never been into it. But I thought that was good enough reason to get a Series X.
Honestly, I don't blame them at all. There's something really special about getting home from work or from, you know, school or whatever, sitting down on your couch or laying down in bed, grabbing the control, the remote, and just like playing it on your big screen TV, you know. There's just something special about it. Like, yeah, you can do the same thing with PC, but I mean, it's not it's almost like the same, because they're both PCs, you know. Console is a PC to a computer, you know. But there's just something special about it. I don't blame them at all, you know. Like, I really don't, but it's, you know, different strokes for different folks, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it was just interesting to see his input on why he wanted the Series X. And I just, like I said, I just had to ask because he had a PC and everything. But yeah, it was pretty cool. So yeah, I'm pretty hyped for you Xbox fanboys if you guys are still getting one, you know. Still don't see a reason why, but no, I'm just kidding. But yeah, I forgot to mention that at the beginning of the podcast. But yeah, other than that, we got some local questions. This is pretty much, unless you have any other interesting news that you wanted to say.
No, that was pretty much it about the heating issue.
Okay. All right, but yeah, this is the local questions. I guess the segment where we answer community questions. We have a local questions tab in our Discord. You could join our Discord in the description below at the local podcast. Join, you could talk to us there, ask us questions in the local questions tab. And yeah, let's read some questions. Dame says, what did you think about Baldur's Gate 3? I completely forgot that I played that. I played that last night and it just came out a couple of days ago. I heard a lot of hype on Baldur's Gate and I wanted to be like in the commute or the community that talks about it. And honestly, it's cool, but it's in early access right now for $60. Mm-hmm. And for $60 to be in early access, like, goddamn, this is really in early access. And I was like, I wasn't feeling it. Like, I'd rather play Divinity Original Sin 2, but I could see it being a great game. But for it to be $60 at early access, I had to get a refund. I got my refund on Steam and refunded it and everything. I couldn't do it. So it was cool, but for sure you could see all the flaws it has being in early access. And for sure, like, a lot of people could get by that. I could have got by it, but honestly, at the time, $60, I was like, eh, I'm not feeling it. I'm gonna get my refund and spend it on something else, you know. The other question says, holo beans, why don't you get Dame as a guest on your podcast? Dame knows I asked him to be on this podcast and he said no, so
nah, we'll Dame is Damien, right?
Yeah. And then after that he says, Damien says, why won't you let me be on your podcast? For sure we're gonna get you on one day, buddy. Beat says, is an orange really an orange if you color it orange?
Is an orange really an orange if you color it orange? Wait, is an orange really an orange if you color it orange? Yeah, pretty much. Right? Or is that a confusing question?
I would say yes, because the orange is already like that. So if you just paint it orange, it's just more orange, right?
Yeah. It obviously, you'll be able to tell it's obviously painted, you know, over it, but it, nonetheless, it's still an orange, right?
Okay, now let me tell you this. If you have one orange and you paint it orange, do you have two oranges?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Holobeans asked the last question. When the Carlos Perez VTuber coming? I'm not sure, dude. I don't know.
What's a VTuber?
I don't know. Google it.
VTuber.
Alright, I checked Instagram. We don't got any questions on the Instagram post. You can also ask us questions on my Instagram, Carlos Perez Gates. Whenever I post the newest episode, when it goes live, I ask, you can write questions in the comments and I look back at the post and see if there's any questions. But this week we didn't have any. But nonetheless, dude, that's pretty much all the news we had this week.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting, you know, especially with the breakdown of the PS5, the stories you told earlier in the beginning of the podcast. It's pretty interesting. It was an interesting podcast.
Yeah, dude, definitely. The PS5 teardown. My favorite segment would probably be the Spider-Man one, talking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, nonetheless, dude, I forgot we got a new thing going on. How many more days till PS5 comes out?
Let's see. Give me 30 days.
Really?
No, 34 days.
What the fuck?
34 days till it launched. How many days?
33 days, 1 hour, and 13 minutes.
Fuck, I missed it by a day.
Oh no, sorry. 33 days, 1 hour, 22 minutes, and 40 seconds. 30 seconds.
For sure, damn. It went by so quick, right? When did we pre-order?
Fuck, I don't know, but that was a hectic day.
That was a month. Yeah, it was a month ago, right? Has it been a month?
No way, it's been a month.
I think it has, cause I think it has been a month. Almost a month.
Let me see.
Because if it was a month ago, damn, time goes by quick. Time flies.
Where is it? Dang, dude. Oh my god, like I said, we could sit here and talk about PlayStation 5 all day.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's been let's see. September 17th. Yeah, almost September a month 16th. Ago.
17, yeah.
Oh my god. Alright. We'll stop fanboying out on the PS5. This has been the Local Podcast, episode 42 of the Local Podcast. You can find our podcast on Audio Boom, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, YouTube, and that one app we don't know about, but you guys know about. And definitely join our Discord. All those links are in the description. Go hit them up. Yeah, that's been a good episode. Any last things to say?
Last thing to say? All I can say is stay safe, you know. Vote or like whatever you guys want to do. And yeah, just stay safe, you know. Hope you guys are blessed, you know, with the fun, you know, weekend. Well, this is on the 9th. It's a Friday, so hope you guys enjoy a great weekend with your family. Stay safe, wear your mask, and yeah, social distancing and stuff like that, you know. All I can say is be safe, you know. It's been a great ride, you know.
If one thing you can learn from this podcast, just remember the COVID testing fucking hurts. All right. We'll see you guys next week. Peace.
Thank you, guys.